be titled first, Daryl.
Daryl Good, Extension Economist, University of Illinois.
Okay, we're going to go back over the corn stuff just because I like to have it in both places. Corn crop now at 12.072 billion. That's the second largest on record, smaller than what USDA had predicted and probably a bit smaller than what the trade had been guessing as well.
No, I think that's right. I think rather than a 200 million bushel cut in crop size, the market might have been expecting about a 100 million bushel cut. You know, that doesn't seem like a lot on a 12 billion bushel crop, but given the tightness of our inventories, 100 million bushels, I think, is important for prices, particularly given the sharp decline we've seen in corn prices over the last few weeks approaching this report. So I think the market had the direction right, obviously, but the cut was a little bit larger than expected.
And then when you take that cut and you throw it in with usage, USDA says we have a billion bushels left in the bin, which isn't very much by the time we get to next fall.
A billion bushels is not very much anymore, given that we're using 12.5 billion bushels a year, over a billion bushels a month. So a bit smaller than 1 month's supply of corn going into next year's harvest. That's going to put a lot of pressure on production again next year. I think that we'll likely have the need for a bit more acreage of corn next year, and certainly we'll want to see trend line yields at least again in 2009 in order to continue to fuel the level of demand that we have.
You know, they dropped feed and residual use again in this particular release as well.
They did. That feed and residual use projected at 5.2 billion bushels looks awfully low compared to where we were this past year in particular. I think without going into a lot of detail, there may be some indication that last year's use was overestimated a bit, if in fact we overestimated crop size, but that's a story for another day, I guess. But 5.2 looks small. USDA acknowledges some decline in animal numbers. They think also with a smaller crop, there will be a smaller so-called residual disappearance of corn or unexplained disappearance, which is captured in that feed category. And with higher prices in general, thinking that livestock producers tend to find a way to reduce feeding rates somewhat. And we also know that we'll have a sharp increase in the availability of distillers grains for the year ahead, which will substitute. But all in all, 5.2 looks small. On the other hand, USDA is still looking at 4.1 for ethanol. And frankly, current margins are not really very attractive in the ethanol industry. And unless ethanol prices improve quite a bit from where they are right now, that number is beginning to look a little high, perhaps.
What does it tell you that farmers should be doing? Let's say they're, I don't know, 35% of the way done marketing. What should they be doing now?
You know, it's really kind of a toss-up, Todd. You look at USDA's projection of the average price for the year at 5.5, and you say if you look where the market is right now, you know, $5 plus out of the field and higher prices for delivery later in the year, that's about where the market is right now. So we're not getting a strong signal here that the market is either way overpriced or underpriced. It looks like it's right in the ballpark. My thinking is that if you have a fair amount sold, you know, 30% plus, I think that we would think in terms of higher prices after the first of the year, particularly as we go into the 2009 planting season. So I certainly wouldn't be in a big hurry if I had, you know, 25, 30, 40% of the crop already sold. I think that gives us the luxury to wait on that spring rally.
And if you didn't have that sold, you wouldn't worry about selling it across the scale.
Well, you know,
that amount either, too, I suppose.
Well, I think if you haven't gotten anything sold, you know, for cash flow purposes and tax management purposes, probably not a bad idea to get some sold here right out of the field at $5 plus. But that would be for those who really haven't done anything to this point.
You know, given that it appears that $4.80, $5, $5.50, something like that is a is the new normal 250 or thereabouts, given the input cost. It seems to me that the trade is awfully comfortable with a billion bushel carryover, and I don't know why that is. Have you thought about the psychology of the trade very much here?
Well, I think, you know, a billion bushels means we're okay for this year, so there's no significant problems right now. So the market is kind of treading water, waiting to see what happens in 2009. If there's indications that demand is going to be stronger or that we get production problems, then the market is certainly going to have to rally higher. I think the thing that's really constraining the market right now are some concerns on the demand side, with lower energy prices, higher value dollar, some worries about world economies. I think this robust demand growth that we've experienced over the last 2 years, now there's indications that maybe that's slowing a little bit. And if that's the case, then a billion bushels is more comfortable than if our demand base was continuing to grow rapidly.
Move on to the soybeans. USDA dropped its national average estimate from 40.5 to 40 bushels to the acre.
Again, I think the market had pretty much picked up on the direction of that. The crop estimate of 2.934 billion, I think the average guess was about 2.95, so not significantly different there. But when you look at the balance sheet, even with dramatic cuts in exports and a 30 million bushel cut in domestic processing use of soybeans, we end up a year from now with extremely tight stocks of soybeans. So the balance sheet remains extremely tight, even though this year's crop is much larger than last year's crop and about in line with where the market thought it was. We're just really tight.
Yeah, at 135 million bushel on the carryover. I didn't look to see what they posted for this year. Are we still at 135?
At 140 for this.
So they raised it five million bushels this year. But where did we start last year when we came in? Do you know? I mean, so did we start at 180 last year? Because generally what happens is we start to get down. So we're the point, I guess, is we're starting at a really nominal or close, probably at pipeline level at this point.
Well, we are starting at pipeline level. And importantly, we're also starting with a projection of about 150 million bushel cut in the rate of use of soybeans for the year ahead. So we're not only looking at tight stocks, we're saying we're going to have to slow down our rate of consumption of soybeans even to maintain stocks at that level. Now, USDA is projecting a fairly hefty increase in Argentine soybean production, but that's a crop basically that's just getting planted, so we don't really know yet how big that one will be. We're also getting a bit of relief from the fact that China has a much larger soybean crop, and it looks like their growth in imports will slow dramatically this year. So, you know, there are some legitimate reasons to think that our export demand will slow, but even so, we don't have surplus inventories.
I mean, farmers should be putting beans in the bin?
Well, again, a lot depends on what you've done at this point. If we get a significant rally, you know, 30, 40, 50 cents out of this crop report, I think it might be an opportunity, certainly for those that haven't done much selling, to do some catch-up selling at this point. But in the longer-term picture, again, I think late winter into the spring is going to be a more opportune time for pricing. It's a matter of management here. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, but if we get a pretty good bounce here, probably a signal to do some selling, but looking at kind of seasonally, good opportunities next spring as well.
Wheat market doesn't look like it's going to fare very well at this point, does it?
I mean, wheat is kind of in a different position than corn and soybeans, so huge crops outside of the U.S. this year. The U.S. had its largest crop in 10 years, and we just have a scenario here where U.S. and world inventories are accumulating. And in the September report, the projected increase in stocks was larger than last month. We see big crops in Europe getting bigger, big crops in Russia getting bigger. The only trouble spots we really have now are Argentina and then in some parts of Australia. But in total, world wheat production is record large. We will be building inventories, suggesting that there's really not a need in and of itself for wheat prices to go any higher than what we are now. And in fact, you could argue that wheat prices could soften as we move through the end of the year.
It quickly put to rest the food feed fuel debate that surrounded the price of wheat on the world market. And it was just a matter of a couple, 2 or 3 years of not so much production of wheat.
Right. We had two consecutive years of really small wheat crops, predominantly in Australia, where production was at half the normal level. But what we saw was with the high prices of this past spring, the world planted a lot of wheat for harvest this year, predominantly in the European Union, where they waived their 5% set-aside program. We have to remember that there is a supply response to high prices, and to the extent that the world can bring in more acreage, and to the extent that we have generally favorable weather, we can produce more crops.
Finally, speaking of acreage, how do you see that battle, and I don't know whether I'll call it a battle, but how do you see that split coming for the coming year in the United States? I suppose we don't really have, we put, 8 million acres in the last 2 years, so we don't have any extra acres if they don't release the CRP, I would think. And now it really is a matter of divvying up acres from one crop to the other.
It is. I think there may be a few hundred thousand acres come out of the CRP program for 2009. I think there's about 1 million acres of contracts maturing, so some portion of that probably will come back into cropland. I would think that we would maybe see some cut in soft red winter wheat acres after the 20% jump last year. So a little CRP, a little less winter wheat, leaves room for a little more corn and soybeans. The question is it enough? And if not, where do we find more acres? Or does that spell higher prices? And a lot of that, frankly, is going to depend on the demand side of the equation. How much can we produce is one question. The other is how much do we need next year if these macro economic situation continues to deteriorate, perhaps we will see a continued slowing in demand as well. So that's all yet to come.
It's always fun to watch.
Yeah.
All right.